This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday that Israel had offered fuel to Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital, which suspended operations after running out of fuel, but that the militants had refused to receive it. On Sunday, there was an Israeli strike near the hospital. We'll get more on that now from AP correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Ambulances rush to the entrance of the hospital as people gather to help stretcher in the injured, some brought by private cars and carried into the hospital. Witnesses say children were among those who were injured. The airstrike had targeted a building in East Khan Yunis, and nearby houses were also damaged in the strike. It was not immediately clear what the target was. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The news service Reuters is now reporting that Hamas has suspended hostage negotiations over Israeli forces' handling of the Al-Shifa hospital. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel has also offered to transport newborn babies to medical care from the hospital. King Charles and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak led Britain in remembering the country's war dead on Sunday, seeking to unify communities a day after a large pro-Palestinian march was marked by skirmishes between far-right counter-protesters and police. At a solemn ceremony in the Cenotaph War Memorial at Whitehall in central London, Charles, Sunak, and other politicians and senior members of the royal family held a 2-minute silence to remember those killed. This is VOA News. The White House is reacting to a staggered plan to fund the government presented by U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson this weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the White House is calling it unworkable.
The new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, unveiled a plan to avoid a government shutdown next week by splitting the measure, extending funding for some agencies into January and others into February. It's an unusual approach to a stopgap spending bill, which the White House says is a recipe for more Republican chaos and more shutdowns. Johnson says the split approach would lead to conservative victories and spares Congress members from getting loaded up reading spending bills just before the Christmas holiday. His proposal does not include funding for Israel, Ukraine, or the U.S. border with Mexico, saying those would be taken up separately. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Netherlands will cull about 65,000 chickens on a farm in the center of the country after detection of a highly infectious strain of bird flu. The government says the outbreak is the first in the Netherlands since late July. Last year, more than 6 million birds in the country had to be culled after dozens of outbreaks of a new variant of the disease. Heavy rains that triggered flash flooding in Somalia have caused about 500,000 people to leave their homes and has killed more than 30 people. Somalia has been pounded by unrelenting downpours since the beginning of the month due to El Nino. The rain comes on the heels of record drought that left millions of Somalis on the brink of famine. The U.S. city of San Francisco has a huge Chinese-American population and a very famous Chinatown section. Members of the Chinese-American community in San Francisco are preparing to welcome Chinese President Xi Jinping, who will be in the U.S. city on November 14th for a China-U.S. summit meeting and the 30th Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Economic Leaders meeting. Among them is Ding Li, president of the Chinese Consolidation Benevolent Association.
Chinese-American, we just in the middle. We try to our homeland get strong and confidence, and we try to United States got a good relationship with China, and then it's a both win case.
San Francisco is the oldest Chinatown in North America. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.